Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry says irrigation is a key element to the sector's transformation. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Calling all government pensioners in St. Elizabeth and surrounding areas, the Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, August 26th, the AGD will be at the Sharon Baptist Church, Santa Cruz at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans, get financial advice from Jamaica National, speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan, get free health checks from NHF, and stay for the entertainment, prizes, and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, August 26, Sharon Baptist Church, Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth at 10 a.m. Be there.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says irrigation is important to the transformation and sustainability of the agricultural sector. Mr. Hutchinson says improving soil, water, and crop management practices will result in increased crop production and productivity. He says the government will be examining the most productive lands in the southern belt of the island to fix irrigation problems.
Our focus will be on the plains of St. Catherine, Clarendon, and South St. Elizabeth, and include the cane lands in South St. Catherine and Clarendon.
Mr. Hutchinson says irrigation will also play a key role in the successful development of the agroeconomic zones to be established by the government, which will provide farmers with a one-stop shop for grading, packaging, and processing their produce. The initiative also aims to address the marketing challenges being experienced by farmers. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at a workshop organized by the National Irrigation Commission, NIC, on optimizing irrigation water management to improve crop output and water quality control. The 4-day workshop, held August 22 to 25 and funded by the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, and NIC, aimed to improve soil, water, and crop management practices, increase crop productivity, and improve the water quality in the Rio Cobra Basin by identifying sources of contamination. Components of the project include capacity strengthening, provision of equipment, and pilot testing of appropriate irrigation practices. 25 participants have been chosen from selected government agencies to be exposed to aspects of the use of nuclear and isotopic techniques in soil, water, and nutrient management. The agencies include the National Environment and Planning Agency, Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, the On-Farm Water Management Unit of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Jamaica Agricultural Society, and the NIC.
This will enable us to contribute more effectively to delivering water of a high standard to the agricultural sector, which has been identified as one of the key engines of growth for the Jamaican economy.
NIC Chairman Senator Aubin Hill. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Hard ears pitney nyam rock stone. Translation, hard ears children eat rock stones. And this means children who do not listen learn the hard way.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.